ABC Radio Australia.
Well, if you're here in Solomon's capital, Honiara, chances are you may have seen bright yellow magic school buses along the highway. These four buses were used during the 2023 Pacific Games and since then wheeled out only to be used for special events. Now they're back on a trial to pick up kids for school. So how could I resist jumping on board for a ride? It's 7 a.m. in Honiara's Central Market, often the busiest time at the city centre, as workers, students and parents rush to board the public buses. Today, it's slightly different.
For me as a parent,
it brings me a peace of mind and I am happy that there is no longer that experience of struggling to get on a bus. It's a stressful daily experience at the bus stops when I drop off my children or when I have other things going on and I am running late. For my children, they are very happy.
That's Karen Evans, a mom travelling on the school bus with her child. It wasn't only the parents, though, who were fans of the new bus service. So too were the students.
My name is Elena.
And your name?
My name is Polly.
Okay. What do you think about this, just having a school bus and being able to get on one this morning?
I think it's better to come for the school bus because it's easy for us. But every morning we fight for the bus to get to school.
Yeah, awesome. And yourself?
The same.
Yeah. You think it's a good thing to be able to have a school bus?
Yes.
You get to school on time?
Yeah, and safe.
In Honiara, public buses are owned by businesses and private individuals. Infrastructure Minister Ricky Fuo says having dedicated bus service run by the City Council was something the city clerk wanted.
I asked what the leftover buses were doing, the ones that were left over after the games. And he said that they only use them normally when they have events, such as big meetings, or if the country is hosting a particular group or an event, then they use that bus for logistics, but otherwise it just sits there. So, and then that's where the whole idea, like, all right, why don't we use these buses instead of having them sit here? Why don't we turn them into school buses? We sprayed them. We said, look, let's make it look like a school bus. So we sprayed it in yellow.
It's unclear how long the trial will go for. In the meantime, students are paying $2 for a ride on the big yellow bus. Minister Fuo says there'll be a study into the trial, and in 2 years' time, students could possibly have free access to the buses.
It's a mission for myself and the ministries that before, it can be next year, it can be the year after that, but before 2028, we definitely, the kids are going to have free transport to school in the school buses. You know, cost of living is very high at the moment, and so we thought, like, if we could save a parent $10 a day per child, that's $50 per child a week. That's, you know, you times that by 52 weeks in a year, school weeks are what, 40? You times that by a year, and then, you know, that's a big chunk of money that the parents are saving where they can spend a bit more on their children.
Rex Konofilia from the Honiara City Council says they're excited about the new service.
What then this will our committee will decide for?
Our committee has decided that the buses will only travel on the main road of Honiara. The routes are from the Central Market, which is the main bus station, to White River and back, and then from the Central Market to Burns Creek.
So how did the yellow buses perform on their first day of service? Well, for parent Karen Evans, she was impressed with the service and happy with the $2 fare.
I agree with the bus fare. It's affordable because some of the public buses we usually get on cost more, even for a short distance. And so with this, we are able to save some money.
That was Honiara mom Karen Evans speaking to me there on board the big yellow school bus. How exciting indeed. And on ABC Pacific's Facebook page, you can check out a video of my journey on that bus. And on that post, we also got a lot of comments. So Doreen said, this is such a positive step for Honiara. A school bus service reduces stress for parents and helps families manage work and parenting in a more balanced and positive way. And we also had a comment from Walter saying school buses should have designated bus stops, as public stops can become overcrowded at times. Student safety is a priority. Well, if you are in Honiara, I'd love to hear what you think. So head over to the ABC Pacific page and let me know.